It seems as though each year when darkness begins to consume Christmas Eve, for many the Christmas rush comes to a crawl and maybe even a stop. The malls begin to close. The traffic slowly dissipates, and life becomes one of anticipation. Relative peace and calm settles over the usual hectic routines of life. More than any time of the year, Christmas Eve is the time when people pause to reflect upon the meaning of the season. This may be even more than during the celebrations and activities of Christmas Day. It's Christmas Eve that we pause and reflect. The relative peace and calm of the outside world helps us to give pause to realize the meaning and significance of this special time of the year. It is a time when our thoughts turn to the isolated hillside long ago, where shepherds had gathered their sheep into the safety of the fold. All was quiet in the darkness of the night, except for the occasional utterance of a restless sheep. The dark nighttime sky was alive with the splash of cloudless dots of twinkling lights. To the lowly shepherds, it was just another lonely night, isolated from family and friends. They had no clue that their uneventful life was about to be changed forever. Likewise, the world would sleep the night away, totally oblivious to what was happening. It would take years to find out what happened that night, when an event which eventually changed the course of history. It was a night of such great importance that the world would celebrate the occasion every year. Although it seemed like any other night, the shepherds would quickly find out differently. Suddenly, the peace and calm were broken. Those who were on watch were immediately startled and fearful of a display of light and the appearance of an angel. The shepherds, who were sheep, were asleep, quickly responded and awakened in total confusion. You can imagine that such an unusual occurrence during the night must have made them first question whether this was all just a dream. But upon the realization that they were actually awake, their next reaction was to be overwhelmed with fear, like the other shepherds. Fear quickly turned into amazement and awe. For the angel standing in their presence first tried to bring calm to the moment. "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people." Just imagine the reaction of those shepherds who were considered to be among the lowliest of society. Is this some kind of a hoax they're playing upon us? Again, they must have questioned if they were not still asleep, dreaming this weird occurrence. After all, who are we? A lowly shepherd. No more than many of them were no more than teenagers. The angel continued to tell these startled and bewildered shepherds the joyous news. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah. This can't be true. The announcement of the long-awaited Messiah is to us and not to privileged religious authorities? How true can this be? The angel then proceeded to give details as to how the message could be confirmed. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. Again, they must have questioned this, for how can it be that the Messiah will be born in such lowly conditions and then be placed in an animal-eating trough? This is not a royal birth. But to further the intrigue, which was consuming these shepherds, the night became filled with a host of God's messengers. And in one accord proclaimed, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." That night, the shepherds' lives were filled with awe and wonder, as well as questioning the truth of this message and why it came to them. The darkness of the night returned, but the shepherds had to find out the truth. Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. To their joy, they found Mary and Joseph and the baby. And just as the angel had told them, it was then that they shared their experience with others and returned to their sheep, no longer holding any doubts about their experience with the angel during that night. Luke writes, "The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them." Although they didn't know that they were a part of a prophecy, that the Messiah who was born would not be of an earthly royalty, but will be the bearer of the God's love, unending love that came to us through the lowly birth of this, the new kind of Messiah, one who reigns in a kingdom which has no end. It is a kingdom which we share as we live this love of nativity. The peace and calm of this evening brings us to the manger and to the angel's message of good news. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This is the glory of Christmas, in which we can find peace and calm within our lives, not only tonight, but throughout our lives. Amen.